The Lifestyle Show.
Good afternoon. It's just coming up to 2:15. With us on the line now is Patty, who works with the public information team for Alcoholics Anonymous on the Costa del Sol. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for letting me speak today.
Oh, no problem. It's lovely to have you with us. Thanks for coming on. So it can be a particularly difficult time of year, can't it? There's lots of temptation around over Christmas, lots of parties, lots of gatherings that people tend to associate with drinking alcohol.
Yeah, I think Christmas and New Year is like heaven and hell for someone with a drink problem, because on one hand, everybody's drinking, and so you can be quite anonymous, drinking as much as you like, partying as much as you like. But if you do have a problem with alcohol, usually the hangovers are worse than they are other times of the year. And then after New Year, you have the whole everybody stops drinking, tries to get healthy again. And for someone with a problem with alcohol, they start to do that and then fail miserably, usually.
Mm. So can you tell us a little bit about you and your journey and how you came to be working with AA?
Yeah, absolutely. I was working in London, and I worked in an advertising agency. Alcohol was really available for me. And so, therefore, for a long time, I was drinking and getting away with it because it was just what everybody else did. But little by little, I started to realise that I was secretly drinking, and drinking when no one was looking or hiding a bottle in my handbag, things like that to top up what was going on socially. And that went on for quite a long time for me. I had kind of different spiral moments. I lost a child and that spiraled me out of control for a while, and then I got back on track again. But always there was that little thing in my mind, perhaps I've got a problem with alcohol. Oh, no, no, no. I'll be all right. Look, I've got a great job. I've got a great life. I'm okay. Until I went to the doctor because I was feeling unwell, and they did a blood test for me, and it showed that I had my liver was starting to be affected by the drinking that I was doing. And I really then had to take a good look at myself and decide what I wanted to do. Mm. And I came to AA actually via a treatment centre. I went into treatment first. But by no means do you have to do that. AA is there for absolutely everybody. And be honest, I thought my life was over at that point. I thought, you know, if I've got no alcohol, I was a party girl. What am I going to, what's life going to be like? And be honest, really, it was after a bit of hard work stopping, it was like my life was just beginning.
Wow. It's interesting, isn't it? It must be difficult for people to realise that they have a problem and B, then of course do something about it. Because I suppose a lot of people think, oh, I'm not so bad. A lot of people can always name someone who drinks more than they do, you know, and I've heard people over the years saying, oh, it's not like I wake up in the morning and open a bottle of whiskey, as if that's the only thing you need to do in order to be classed as an alcoholic. It's a tricky one, isn't it? It must be very difficult for people to identify how much is too much.
I mean, I totally agree with that. And in the time that I've been in AA, I've seen every type of drinker come in. And you're absolutely right. One of the big questions for yourself, first of all, is, oh, I don't drink in the morning. I don't drink every day. I don't black out when I drink. But you see, that's not really relevant. Of course, you'll do yourself loads of damage if you drink that way, but the reality is if it's causing you a problem and those around you a problem, if you think I may have a problem, you kind of got a problem.
Yeah.
And it's worth then maybe looking at seeing if there's an alternative to the way that you live in.
I've always thought it is a strange thing how the word alcoholic is kind of often banded about as a bit of fun. You know, from quite a young age, people use it as a funny term sometimes by saying, oh yeah, you know, I like my wine, I'm a bit of an alcoholic, as if it's a kind of throwaway line, someone who likes a few drinks. And of course, it has a much more serious meaning than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some people wear it like a badge because, as you say, it kind of is. It's fun if they're a party person; they don't mind being associated with it. But it's the quiet times, really. It's when you're on your own. It's when you've got the hangover and the dread when you wake up the next morning and think, "What did I say? What did I do?" When it's not funny, Did I have an argument? Was I aggressive? Oh, and so many things that happen, you know, when alcohol changes you and changes your personality. And I think that's the question, really. That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Coming into AA, I thought that it was going to be the worst thing ever. I wasn't sure what I was going to meet. The sorts of people I had this image of down and outs, and I couldn't have been further away from the truth. I mean, it's just every walk of life goes to an AA meeting, from people that work in Tesco's through to judges in high courts, doctors, whatever. You know, there's such a cross-section of people, and everyone welcomes you.
Yeah, I understand it's a really friendly, often kind of fun and light-hearted place to be, with people sharing stories. And, you know, it can often be perceived when we see things on TV or films that it can be quite a morose place, with people sharing heartbreaking stories and breaking down in tears, and it being a really traumatic experience. And I understand that's really not the case.
No, not at all. I mean, there are tears. Early on, there are tears when you maybe share how you've been, how you felt.
Yeah.
But what happens is that everybody gets it because they've probably done similar things themselves.
Yeah.
And then gradually, before very long, you find that you're laughing at yourself for some of the things. So once you've shared your shame, you get rid of your shame. The worst part of doing things under the influence of alcohol is carrying around all the feelings and the memories and hating yourself for the way you've been. You very quickly start to let go of that. And the AA program is designed to help you in that way.
And because I guess you're surrounded by people who, as you say, have been through similar experiences, unlike people maybe in ordinary life who aren't going through the same things as you, at least when you're there in the meeting, there's no judgment. You know, everybody, as you say, gets it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think once you can accept yourself for who you are, then your family, the people around you, see that you're getting well. You know, at first they question, well, what's this all about? Because people that are not going to, that don't have an alcohol problem or not going to meetings, don't really understand it. But if your loved ones love you and they see you getting better, then usually what you'll find is they just support you 100%. And of course that again helps you get better.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think now, particularly this time of year, is a good time for people to reach out?
Well, I think that December is a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. Most people, if they're drinking, are going to carry on drinking in December. That's what I did. But in January, you make your New Year's resolutions. You've probably really gone over the top over the Christmas period. And you think, right, I'm going to have some time off. I'm going to stop drinking and I'm going to get myself all right again, thinking that you will. And basically, in January, you get a few days, and then you find that you're planning when you might be able to sneak a drink, or you just, it's just like a nightmare to try and do that dry January. We've got quite a lot of advertising, well, not advertising, but promoting our helpline with articles from people that have tried to do that in the local papers and in the magazines on the Costa del Sol in January and February, to just try and encourage people to say, right, if you fail, there's an alternative. There's a helpline that you can ring up and discuss how you're feeling with someone, or there's a meeting within half an hour of anybody living on the Costa del Sol. There is an AA meeting.
Yeah. And the big thing about AA is the anonymity as well. It's called Alcoholics Anonymous for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody upholds that. They have to, because it's their anonymity as well. So therefore you walk in and people do not discuss that you've been anywhere. You know, sometimes I'll see somebody from AA out, and unless we've met socially and it's been acceptable to talk about it, we never say where we know each other. We just say hello, you know, how you doing, and so on. So anonymity is absolutely vital. It's kind of been there right from day one, and it's part of our traditions that we uphold that anonymity, because people are really scared when they first come in.
Yeah.
They don't know what to expect. They don't know what people think of them. And it's until they get comfortable with the fact. I mean, let me just say to you, I was like that. And I was so frightened of being judged. But actually, once you stop drinking, people don't really understand what the word alcoholic means. They don't relate it to someone that's sober. They only relate it to someone that's behaving badly or drinking, and that, you know, then they become the alky. But in sobriety, you don't really, it's not part of who you are anymore.
Mm. And it's an interesting concept, the idea that when you are drinking, you think that without drink, your life is, you know, going to come to an end. You know, what have you got if you haven't got the enjoyment of that? But actually, you said when you go through the process and you become sober, your life actually starts then, and you start to realize that going out, socializing, going to parties, not having the hangover is so much better than the alternative.
That's absolutely true. I mean, if I'd have had to have stopped living my life just to come to AA, I don't know whether I would have carried on going. But what it is, they say it's a bridge to normal living. And now if I want to go out for dinner, if I want to do a New Year's Eve party, whatever I want to go on holiday with girlfriends who are in the fellowship or not in it, I do all those things. And that's what I would have wanted for life. I've got my job back, I've got my career back, I went higher up the ladder than ever before, all because I stopped drinking and I changed my life around. I mean, what started off as my friend became my enemy. And, you know, it was robbing me of everything in the end. So when I stopped, I just got me back.
Yeah. Oh, well done, Patty. It's amazing. It's great to have you on, and thank you so much for sharing your story. If people want to get in touch with you guys, what is the best way to do it?
Okay, so I've got a helpline number here.
Yep.
So the Costa del Sol number is 600-379-110. Or you can go to aacostadelsol, all one word, .com. Or if you're in another part of Spain, there's also aaspain.org. Any of those avenues will lead you to members of AA.
Okay, fantastic. I'll read that out again. So aaspain.org for all over the country, aacostadelsol.com, obviously just for the Costa del Sol, and the phone number for Costa del Sol is 600-379-110. That's great.
Absolutely.
Patty, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great Christmas and New Year.
And to you and to all your listeners. You know, don't be frightened to come. You'll be welcomed with open arms.
That's great. Thanks so much, Patty. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
TRE. TRE. TRE.